Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. In this month in which we celebrate Thanksgiving, one of the reasons I'm grateful is the most recent or anticipated publication of new collections of poetry. In addition to the poems that will be spotlighted this month on Poems on Air, a list of other new collections I'm anxious to read will be posted on the library's Poet Laureate's blog site. Today's poem was written by LA resident Connie D. Williams. Williams is a poet, actor, activist, and has worked as a radio host. His support of and commitment to Leimert Park's World Stage is legendary, and the Stage's Press published his latest collection, The Distance of Observation, in June 2021. Today's poem is Headboard by Connie D. Williams. Headboard. Neighbors claimed their bones shook free of themselves. Joints became unhinged, like a fireman's knot softening. Others reported the apartment building shifted its original foundation, something it didn't come close to doing during Northridge or Whittier earthquakes. We bought it the weekend before, not from one of them big outlet stores. Something so akin to prayer, so essential to relationship, could not be trusted to assembly lines. But an artificer bought it from a storefront in Whittier. He was blind and from Zacatecas, his touch extracting the perfect tone in the redwood. We waited for Saturday morning, when lovers more like the red of wine inside thin covers. Vine can no longer hold them or prevent them from shedding skin ferment fragile atmosphere. Waited for Saturday confession to erect our first altar. Unearth tomorrow. Collapse daybreak into liturgy. Neighbors claim they never heard such prayers or hymns before, chasing the tick of minutes, of hours, relentless as truth, as twilight. We were too much music for that apartment, our bodies too percussive, too much like revival beneath this sanctuary. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library. And this podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.